Welcome back to Introductory Wine Classes for Novices. In part one of this podcast, we talked about Bordeaux wine, which comes from the southwest of France, and how it can be made up of five different varietals: Cab, Merlot, Cabernet Franc, Petit Verdot, and Malbec. Now, keep in mind, that's for red wine. There are also white wines made in Bordeaux, and there are dessert wines which are made in Bordeaux also, which would use different varietals. But generally, when you hear somebody refer to a Bordeaux or a Claret, they're referring to red wine. So, on a related note, for today's part two on Bordeaux, I was reading how, due to a worldwide glut of basically juice and wine, Bordeaux in general has experienced a great deal of price squeeze, induced in large part by a stronger amount of international competition. As a result, the number of growers has recently dropped from 14,000, and the amount of area being grown for wine has also been decreasing significantly. At the same time, the global demand for first growths, and I'll talk about what that means in a second, and the most famous Bordeaux labels has significantly increased over the last few years, and their prices have skyrocketed. Now, the pandemic that's going on right now has actually had an effect on the first growths and the highest valued Bordeaux's in the world, but we'll talk about what the growths mean in just a second. So today, my goal is to talk about what does it mean that a wine is classified as a growth or a first growth or a second growth, and we'll talk about that. So when you're talking about Bordeaux wine, there are many classification systems, but you'll often hear terms like cru bourgeois, or you'll hear about the growths, as I mentioned, first, second, third, fourth, and fifth. So let's talk about what these growths are first. So it's important to understand that Bordeaux wine tends to be named after the chateau, meaning house or castle, though there may be neither a house or castle on the property. But while on the other hand, Burgundy tends to focus on domain, which refers to a territory or an empire. Thus, when you see a bottle of Bordeaux wine, it will most of the time start with chateau, like Chateau Latour, Chateau Lynch-Bage, or Chateau Léoville. American wineries tend to do the same thing for the most part, with wineries focusing on the name of the winery itself. Yet in Burgundy, they tend to have a greater focus on the vineyards, and the vineyards themselves have much bigger brands. Now, there are exceptions to that, certainly in Napa and other parts of the world, but that's something you typically see. And as I said, for Bordeaux wines, you often hear chateau at the beginning to represent the house and or castle. So this is where we come to the growths, and the Bordeaux classification of 1855 comes in. So in 1855, the brokers from the wine industry rank the wines according to a chateau's reputation and trading price, which at the time was directly related to the quality of the wine. And so you ended up with close to 60 wineries getting ranked from first, meaning the best, to fifth growth, and with all other wineries basically being outside of this system. So at that time, only four wineries received the coveted first growth rank: Chateau Latour, Chateau Haut-Brion, Lafitte Rothschild, and Margaux. All these chateaus were these four were the only ones granted that first growth rank. Now, surprisingly, not much has changed with this classification system since 1855. There are sort of two major exceptions. In 1856, 1 year later, Cantemarel, Chateau Cantemarel, was added as a fifth growth, having been overlooked in the process. And then more importantly, over 100 years later, in 1973, Chateau Mouton Rothschild was uplifted from a second growth to a first growth vineyard after decades of the owner petitioning to be moved up. This means today there are only five first growths and approximately only 60 growths in the entire 1855 classification systems. That means only 60 out of the 6,000 chateaus are classified in this particular system. Now, there's a ton of debate whether any of these growths deserve the ranking they have today, which is somewhat subjective. The bottom line is the five first growths occupy a position of brand and history that allows them to charge top dollar. Some cost thousands of dollars on release, or can be even more for sought-after vintages of things like Lafitte Rothschild, Latour, Margaux, and Haut-Brion. And as I mentioned, in 1973, Mouton Rothschild was added to the coveted first growth list. Now, there's plenty of Bordeaux winemakers who are outside of the classification system, and these may fall into a different classification system, or they may be classified as cru bourgeois. Some of the wines outside of the 1855 classification system can actually be some of the most expensive Bordeaux wines in the world, such as a few on the right bank, such as Chateau Petrus and Chateau Le Pen. So just because you're a first growth doesn't mean you are the best or the highest quality or the most expensive, but you certainly do occupy a very special place in history and certainly brand. And those other growths, second, third, fourth, fifth, all certainly get a certain benefit from that brand coming with it and the quality that comes with it. So this brings us to the end of the podcast. So now the whole idea is, if you hear somebody say, oh, Chateau Lynch-Bage is a fifth growth, you'll know what they mean. They were part of that first original 1855 classification system in Bordeaux, mainly the left bank. So this doesn't cover all of Bordeaux, and obviously, as I mentioned before, it focuses on red and mainly the left bank, but there is a variety of wines outside the reds of Bordeaux or the reds of the left bank, such as the right bank. And on my next podcast, I'm actually going to cover the dessert wines of Bordeaux. So thanks, and we'll see you on future podcasts.